4 years ago, I went through the hardest thing of my life. And it wasn't the murder of my mom. I thought that would have been the hardest thing of my life. But it was being abandoned, left. You know? A woman that I loved. 28 years. That's hard. How many know what I'm talking about your own life? You know that what that feels like. There's a lot in this room that know exactly what that feels like. It was the lowest point of my life. I didn't know it, but I know that if professional people would have been working with me, they would have said, Gary Clark is suicidal. How many can relate to that through some deep, deep pain? You hear what I'm saying to you? Well, I love to ride my bike, and I was riding my bike. I wasn't going to say this, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. I was riding my bike on a Saturday afternoon, I think it was, or whatever. It was late, and I was riding like I always did. And I got up to about Minnesota Beach Road, and I looked in my mirror, and she wasn't there. And the reality just hit me. And the terror just sort of took over in my life. You understand what I'm saying? Used to, I couldn't talk like this, by the way. I'd just be so strong and wouldn't talk to you like this. I like this me better. Good. Thank you. So anyway, here's how I remedied that situation. It's what I thought was one of the most horrendous situations on that bicycle, and I just had these incredible attack, and I didn't know how to deal with it, and I just started quoting Psalm 23. I'm riding my bike, and I'm about 15, 20 pounds lighter. I could fly, man. Now I can't hardly get on it, but anyway, it's another story. But anyway, I'm riding that thing, and if the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. And I just quoted it. I probably quoted it 100 times on that 10-mile stretch. And it kept getting louder and louder. And I didn't care who was seeing me on the road. I was surviving. And I remember pulling into my driveway and the last time, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, Lord. I made it home. Now, why am I telling you that crazy, goofy story? Because he was my shepherd. And 4 years has passed now. And it's time for me to look at the Psalm 23 again. And this time, I'm looking at it relaxed. Not so desperate and so stressed. Because 4 years ago, it was a great scripture, but I didn't know he was my daddy. Now I know he's my daddy. You understand? Say, come on! Doesn't matter what happens. Doesn't matter what happens. He's my daddy. Amen? Before, I just getting by and hanging on to scripture. You ever just hung on to scripture? Am I the only kooky person in here? Say. And that's a good thing to hang on to Scripture. That's a good thing. But it's a better thing when the Scripture can get inside of you and it becomes reality. Are you hearing me today? So now let me move forward with just a simple message today. My shepherd. My shepherd. Let's go, Rod. Here we go. Would you say it with me? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Why? Yeah.
Why am I going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever? Because I'm adopted. Amen. I'm as His own blood. Did we learn that last week? We did. I am His responsibility. Did you see this psalm, the sheep doing anything? Say, sheep ain't doing nothing. Yet we become Christians. We get saved, and all of a sudden now it's our responsibility to keep our salvation. It wasn't your responsibility for you to love, for God to love you in the first place, was it? Yes or no? He saw how pretty you were. I thought they were real pretty. I mean, I love them. You know why He loved you? I'm going to tell you why He loved you. Because you're a sinner. And I'm a sinner. Our righteousness is filthy rags. That's what He saw. Is that what the Bible says? Sure it does. Okay? See, this is all about Him. Loving us. He's doing. You got it? I'm His responsibility. And all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's because we're adopted. We're heirs and joint heirs with Jesus. We're going to share in His what? Estate. Is that what the Bible teaches? Sure it does. Okay? So let's look now, just real quickly at Psalm 23. Not going to take a lot of time here. I could preach it till the cows come home, but I want to get to John 10. I want to say a few things. The Lord is my shepherd. You know, I see this different now than 4 years ago. The Lord's my daddy. You know, I don't understand shepherd mess. Excuse me, I don't have no sheep or nothing. But I understand what a daddy is. You hear me? And now me having my own children grown and now having little ones again, it's giving Gary Clark a whole new look at what a daddy is. And I'm getting to looking now, see that he's my daddy. Little kooky, ain't it? I think it's good. I shall not want. What's that mean? I'm going to be fine. Can you say that? I'm going to be. I'm going to be fine. Does that mean you don't have hurt? No, you're going to have hurt. Does it mean people won't hurt you? That'll happen. But He knows my name. I'm going to be fine. Might sound arrogant. To me, it sounds peaceful. Amen, say. Come on, I like this. He makes me to lie down in what? Yeah, there's some desert places along the way. But that makes those green pastures sweet, man. How many have been in the desert place before? I mean, in your life, just a mess. And He takes you to that green pasture, and you get out of that, and you go, oh, thank you, Lord. Amen? Come on. He leads me beside the still waters. What does that mean? Sheep are scared to death. They're skittish. And this ain't a message on sheep today. It's a message on us, man. Okay? But sheep are scared to death. And if it was raging waters, sheep would run off the cliff. God takes care of us. He leads us beside still waters. He's not just our shepherd. He's our daddy. Amen. Say, if you know how to give good gifts to your kids, don't you think your daddy, being God, knows how to give good gifts to you? Say. Sure He does. He don't need no lesson on you teaching him how to be a dad, okay? Or me. He takes good care of us. He restores my soul. And see, that's what you're seeing today in living color right in front of your eyes is Gary Clark's soul restored. You see what I'm saying? Deep down 4 years ago, I'm going, Lord, my shepherd, oh, He may not have green pasture. He should have given mercy. I'm glad I had it. Glad I could quote it. Glad I could say it. But I sure like having a restored soul. Deep down knowing He knows my name. Come on. Amen. He's my daddy. Oh, He's your daddy too. He leads me in the paths of what? For who? See, He's always going to lead me in the right path because His name depends on it. He's not a screwy daddy. Somebody told me recently, I had to divorce the dad because the dad was doing drugs with the son. You don't have to worry about dad doing no drugs with you. No, you got a good daddy. Say good daddy. See, that's who He is. For His name's sake. He ain't going to screw you up. Well, the Bible's screwy. No, the Bible ain't screwy. You screwy. The Bible's the good book. How many remember it called the good book? Remember how it was called the good book? Now it's like, I don't believe that Bible stuff. No, I still think it's the good book. Amen? Say. Come on. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name. So keep going. Come on. Here we go. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death. Most requested psalm at funerals, Psalm 23. Most requested scripture of any scripture. How many do funerals in here? Let me see your hands. You've done funerals. How many would agree with me that's been requested? Isn't that true? Isn't that true? Come on. I will fear no evil. And there's some evil out there, right? I will fear no evil. Got to keep rolling. Just walking. For thou art with me. He's with me. See, I thought I was alone. I looked in the mirror and nobody was there. He never left me. He was with me all the time. He's my daddy. He ain't going to leave me alone on Beach Road up there by myself. You hear me or not? No. I didn't know. And I was the preacher, even. I was supposed to know everything, right? Didn't. I love this. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I love that old crook. I'm glad that he's got that crook and pulls my neck back sometimes. Because I can get in trouble, can't you? You got a good daddy. Okay? But also, rod and that rod right there on the right-hand side, it brings comfort. He's there to take care of things in my life. It's going to cause me a lot of hurt. Doesn't mean I might not get some damage by it. Doesn't mean I might not get scared by it, affected by it. But I need to know His rod and staff, they bring me a lot of comfort. Amen? And sometimes He has to hit me upside the head with that club. But sheep are hard-headed and so are we. And sometimes the old shepherd, he'll go, pop, right upside that boy, you better get back in behind me. Yeah, that's what they do to him. It happens, amen? How many have been popped upside of here before? Can I see your hand? There you go right there, amen. Come on. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. If you're not careful, you'll miss this. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. A sheep, man, there is, yeah, they're eating. But right out here in the woods, wolves. And the shepherd's right there saying, y'all go ahead. You eat, baby. Come on. You got to know that's your daddy taking care of you. Didn't mean you don't have a rough world. Doesn't mean that things bad don't happen in your world. That's not what we're talking about today. Sure it does. But he's my daddy. Got it? Yes or no? You anoint my head with oil. A lot of times a sheep will get bugs and gnats and probably other animals. I know you do horses and things, Lisa. But there's things that you can put on a sheep's head and it keeps the bugs away from their eyes and in their, you know, around their head. Well, he does that for us. What do I mean by that? For me, I don't know about you, but the worst thing I struggle with is my mind. My mind. He anoints my head with what? Oil. And my cup runs over. He anoints my head with oil. That, guys, that's the Word of God. That's the Word of the living God. Putting God's Word inside of you. Well, I don't like the Bible. I don't understand the Bible. I don't read the Bible. I'm going to tell you right now, you got a messed up mind. I'm going to tell you right now, you might not think your mind's messed up, but you got a messed up head. You're no different than us. You got struggles too. Come on, get into the book. Start reading the Bible. Do like Mama did. My mama had an 11th grade education. My daddy had a 7th grade education. Both of them could read and understand some scriptures. They started memorizing them. You can do it. I did. I was a hellraiser. Start hiding the Word in your heart. You'll be surprised how that will anoint your head with oil. And it will give you something to fight that devil with. Amen? Come on. This is a simple message, but I'm not desperate up here today, am I? Say. You feel desperation coming from Clark today? Say. Huh? I'm just telling you, matter of fact, the way it is. Because he's restored my soul. That's a great, great, great scripture, isn't it? This is one you'll just take a bath in. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Why? Why? Because I'm a great fellow? No. I have a great daddy. He's going to take care of me.
I know this is about the shepherd. I'm just telling you how I'm feeling. Daddy. Amen? What a great daddy. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. See, because me loving him never was part of the deal for him loving me. He don't need my love. He's complete. We need his love. He gave us his love. And because of that, when we understand it better, we cry, Abba Father. Daddy. Guys, I'm a man. And maybe men are slow to the table on this one or something. I don't understand. I guess that's the way we are. That God loving God and God loves me. And but you know, I'm a dad. 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 And when I got this daddy thing going in me now with the adoption and I'm adopted by God, it did something for me. You hear me? How many fellas know what it is to be a dad? Say. Okay? Remember that. Remember that. How many fellas want to be a good dad? Let me see your hand. Remember that. He wants to be a good dad, and he is a good dad. Okay? So, just a little thoughts out of Psalm 23. I want to switch gears now. I know it's a little different why we're having a little Bible study this morning, but it's good. Let's hang in here, okay? Come on. It's your first time. This is not normally the way I preach, but I like it. We'll stay with it today. Amen? Come on. The Lord is my shepherd. Can you say that with me? The Lord is what? Okay. Let's go down to John 10. Psalm 23 is the shepherd's psalm. But John 10, to me, is one of the greatest shepherd chapters in the New Testament. And I just wanted to look at it a little bit this morning, not long, based on a little bit of what we've said so far. Let's look at Jesus talking now. Here we go. And it sounds a little, contradictory a little bit, but I hope that we can make it not contradictory with just a few minutes that you'll give me. My shepherd, say it with me, is who? Jesus Christ. Verily, verily, Jesus speaking. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that enters not by the what? Door into the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. Now, guys, I want you just to bear with me for a second. Jesus is our shepherd. Jesus came through the door. What does that mean? The Bible says he's the only one that satisfied God on our behalf. All other religions, and I'm going to sound unkind this morning, are false. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Yeah, but they're nice people. They're well-meaning. You didn't ask me about the people, did you? If you want to ask me about nice people, they're nice people. But the religion is false. If it says anything other than Jesus Christ is the way to God the Father. Period. End of story. According to the Bible. There is no middle ground. There's no side door. There's nothing. It's just clear, plain English. Amen. Okay? So, Jesus came through the door. Keep looking. My shepherd went through the door. Anybody comes another way except through the door is a thief and a robber. False religion. Verse 2. But he that enters by the door is the what? Is the what? Is the what? Shepherd of the sheep. Now, you're getting a lot of the Trinity right in here because that's where it gets confusing. Because later Jesus says, I am the door. But here we see Jesus going through the door. Okay? But I want you to see this. Jesus did go through the door. He says, I am the, fill it in, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Okay, nobody comes to the Father but by me or but through me. Okay, but look at this scripture. We showed it last week in the message on adoption. That by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to what? Lie. We might have a strong consolation. Who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope that is set before us. Which hope we have as a what? Anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters into that within the what? The veil. That's what Jesus Christ did for us. Jesus Christ shed His blood
He entered the veil. God said, I am well pleased with what you did on their behalf. And I accept that. It was God's plan to begin with, right? For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in Him should not perish, but everybody lives. Is that correct? Okay, but God commends love towards us, that while we yet sinners, Christ died for us. He went through the door. He's the only shepherd. He's the only true good shepherd. Did you hear me? Yes or no? And I know that's a strong point, but guys, you need to get that down. You're never going to have the confidence that you need to have that God is your daddy if there's all these other daddies out here running around. You ain't got but one daddy, if you're going to get a daddy. Right now, if you're not a believer in Christ, the daddy, your daddy's a devil. I said a few messages ago, the devil ain't my daddy no more. Say that with me. The devil ain't my daddy. You think the devil loves false religion and perverting the truth to get people just to not hit it spot on? Sure he does. So Jesus went through the door. Anybody else is a thief and a robber. I know it sounds unkind. Sorry, I'd rather have the truth. Now, my shepherd, just reading John 10, not going to take as much time on the rest of it. My shepherd's voice I hear. To him the porter opens, and the sheep hear his voice. Okay? So, he's my shepherd. I can hear his voice. Very comforting to me. Okay? You're not kooky if you hear God's voice. You are kooky if you're hearing things that don't line up with the Bible. God told me to do this. No, He didn't. Because He can't lie. Amen. Say. Okay? And I'm not saying God talks to you all the time, talks out loud. I know we can have a debate on all that. He's never talked out loud to me riding down the road. Hello, Gary! But He may as well have hollered at me. That still small voice speaking in my heart. How many can relate to that? It's the truth, guys. My shepherd calls me by what? Name. That's a good daddy right there. Amen. Keep going. We're just walking through. My shepherd leads me out, and He leads them out. How many have been led out of some mess? Yeah. Isn't that awesome? Can we praise Him for that? Come on, just thank Him. Thank Him for a little bit. Thank you for leading me out of some mess. I love looking at Him as my daddy. I never prayed to Him like He's my daddy. I never called Him He's my daddy because it's almost sacrilegious, you know? But it's not. He wants you to be close with Him like that. You hear me? He's close to you whether you know it or not. We just don't know it. My shepherd goes what? Before me. And when He puts forth His own sheep, He does what? There's nothing that's going to come my way that He ain't gone through first. How's that make you feel? Say. Does anything surprise God? Nothing surprises God. Nothing surprises God. He's already there, man. He's been there before us. Why? Because He's my dad. He's the good shepherd. Makes sense or not? The shepherd says, hey, sheep, just go on that away. Happy trail. Good luck. That's not what a shepherd does. He leads, and they follow. Okay? My shepherd, I what? I follow. And the sheep follow Him, for they know His what? Guys, that's why you need to get in your Bible. You need to read the Bible. Clark, you're always pushing the Bible. What else am I going to push? Newsweek? What do I have? Guys, you ought to turn off a little of your favorite news channel, whether it's Fox or whatever. Spend a little time in the Bible. Did you hear me say? Instead of worrying about ISIS, worry about Jesus. How about Him? You hear me say? Get a little more confidence in the Lord. Not that we don't have to do right in this country and preserve freedom. Sure, we have to do all those things. But guys, you're a child of the living God. Talk to Daddy. You listen to me. Come on. A stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of what? Guys, so many of us know voices from strangers so much better than we know the voice of our own daddy. We can quote you the sports page and the financial numbers. Ooh, Warren Buffett said, whatever. You can have Warren. I don't care. I choose Jesus. Excuse me. Don't mean to be ugly. Don't send Warren that. He might send somebody after me. Okay, but listen. You know what I'm saying? I got to read the paper every day. First thing in the morning. How about read your Bible first thing in the morning? I mean, read it late in the day. I don't care when you do it. Just talk to Dad. You ever had a conversation with one of your brothers or sisters and said, you need to call Dad? Raise your hand if you ever said that to your brother or sister. You need to call Dad. Well, here's your brother Gary saying to you today, you need to call Dad. Come on. He's your daddy, man. Why wouldn't we talk to Dad? Say, why ain't you talking to Dad? Have you ever asked your brother and sister, why ain't you talking to Daddy? Anybody ever said that to your family? Gosh, y'all just got good families, I guess. We were hellions. I ain't speaking to Daddy no more. Hate Daddy. All right. Come on. Good grief. I guess we're bad in Carolina, ain't we? We're just bad people up that way. Now, here's the point that can seem controversial or doesn't make sense. I said Jesus went through the door. But my shepherd is the... Now, what does that mean? Look at verse 7. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, say it with me, I am the door of the... Jesus went through the door. He shed His blood on the cross. He rose from the dead. He blew the door off the hinges. You understand? Praise Him this morning. Come on. Bang! Door is gone. That's why all other religions are dead ends. So see, He blew the door off the hinges. And guess what? Whoop! New door. We put a new door on. Now anybody going to come? No more sacrificing of blood. Hebrews teaches us that. No more sacrificing for sin. No, I did that. But nobody else is going to get you here but me. You got to come right through this door. And I'm the door. Amen? Got it? All other doors are dead ends. Who said that? Jesus. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. All other doors are dead ends. Guys, I talk to people about if you die, do you know you go to heaven? Or I'll be counseling people and they'll want to tell me about their religion. Why don't you tell me about the door? Why don't you tell me about the blood red door? Can you talk to me about the door? You like the door? Can we talk about the door? Have you come through the door? Not church, the door. Say, yes or no? The door. All must come through what? Jesus Christ to be saved. Well, who said that? We're in the same book. We haven't even skipped a verse. I am the... By me, if any man enter in, he shall be... And shall go in and out and find what? It's powerful. My shepherd. Okay? I'm the door. Come through me. This isn't a message of fellowship church. This is called the gospel. The good news, man. The good news is there was a door. We couldn't get through the door. We couldn't get through the door. Who, us sinners, get through that door? Are you kidding me? Jesus, God's plan. Go. And you be the door. Okay? Die on the cross, raised from the dead. Boom, new door. And now we come through Him. Sinners. We confess that He's Lord. Thank you, Lord. And we can enter in. Amen? Yes or no? I think it's a pretty good plan God came up with. My shepherd gives me abundant life. This is a verse we quote all the time in the church. It's a shepherd verse. It's in John 10. The thief comes not, but to what? And who's he been calling thieves? False religion. Any other way is a thief, a robber, which is ultimately the devil. Correct? Yes or no? So the thief comes not but for to steal, to kill, and destroy. Jesus says, I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd gave his life for the sheep. I'm the door. I'm come not to steal and to kill and destroy your life. I'm come that you might have what? Life, and that you might have it more abundantly. Being a Christian is a beautiful thing. And I know I'm rattling on up here on stage today. But listen, this is the most liberating, phenomenal thing you'll ever experience in your life is Jesus Christ, God the Father, being your dad. Is that liberating? Is that an abundant life? Now, yeah, praise Him this morning. You ought to do this. This is good. He wants to hear from His young'uns. You know? I mean, there's going to be times, you're going through some of them right now, some of you in the room, where you feel alone and you feel hurt. And this is the most liberating message, that you're not alone. He's with you. He's a good dad. He'll never leave you or forsake you. Isn't that great? Say, He's with me all the way to the end of the age, the Bible says. That's a long end. Gosh, this is awesome. What a great message. The Scriptures. My shepherd is what? He's good to me. I'm just walking. We're almost done. I'm the good shepherd, Jesus says. That means there's a bad one. The bad one was anybody that would try to be the door that ain't. Come up with some other way. I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the who? That's what a good shepherd does. False shepherds. False religion. Look, look. Keep looking. Keep going. My shepherd always stays with me. My shepherd always stays with me. Dead ends are dead ends because they're going to cut and run. One day the Bible says every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that He's Lord to the glory of God the Father. It actually says in the Scriptures, many will say in that day, Lord, Lord, we did this, and Lord, Lord, we did this and that in Your name. Said if you know it. He will then say unto them, depart from me, ye who work iniquity, and say these words, I never knew you. He's the good shepherd. He's never going to say, I don't know you, if you His child. How's that feel, say? I feel good. Yeah, y'all praise for that. Yeah, anybody ever been embarrassed of you? Can I see your hand? I mean, that's hard to say. They're embarrassed of you. They're embarrassed to even know that you're associated with them. He's your daddy. He's not going to be embarrassed by you. He ain't always pleased with what we do. It grieves Him. I'm segueing again in my mind just a second. And this is a little rough. I'm going to say it anyway. My daughter came to me a few years ago. This is just what she said. It was about 3 years ago. She and I had been had pretty rough road to hoe things in our plate to go through. And she said, Dad, thanks for loving me. Thanks for showing me that I'm loved. I know that I'm loved by you. I know I'm loved. And she said, Dad, here's what she said. She said, Dad, I believe I could come home and tell you I'm pregnant. And it would, you know, you'd be upset. But she said, I know just as soon as you'd be upset, I know right after that you'd go, we're having a baby. And she'd say, we got a party to throw. Because I know you'll love me all the time, no matter what. Did you know that's your daddy? I'm a poor example of a father compared to God. If my daughter say that about me, can you imagine how awesome your daddy is, say? Amen? Come on. But he that's a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own sheep the sheep are not, will see the wolf coming and will leave the sheep. That's not what a good daddy does. And flees, and the wolf will catch them and scatter them and eat the sheep. The hireling flees because he's a what? And he doesn't care for the sheep. I don't care what they say, false religion.
doesn't care about that soul. I'm sorry. People ain't going to like me for that on the radio. It's the truth. Why would you make up something when the Bible says Jesus is the only way? Why are you making up something that says it's something else? My shepherd knows me and I what? I know him. I'm the good shepherd, Jesus says, and know my sheep and I'm known of mine. My shepherd's Father is God Almighty. If you have a shepherd, you want to make sure his daddy's God. Okay? And the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I mean, Jesus has got some serious credentials. Okay? I think we'd be very wise to stay with Jesus. Okay? My shepherd's Father, by the way, really loves his son. You think God really loves false religion? Not at all. He really loves his son, though. Therefore doth my Father love who? Me, Jesus says, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man takes my life from me, but I lay it down of myself. I've got power to lay it down. I've got power to take it up again. This commandment have I received of my what? Father. Just building the case that you've got a great dad. You hearing me? My shepherd's Father really loves me too. Amen? Can you say that? My shepherd's Father really loves me. He does. Greatest love verse ever written. For God so loved the world that He gave His only what? And who is that? And Jesus is the shepherd. Is that right? That whosoever believes in who? And who? Jesus, who's the good shepherd, right? Should not what? But have everlasting. Amen? This is an elementary message, isn't it? Some of you are like, oh my gosh, I heard this in kindergarten. It's good for you. Why don't you act like a K-5 student again and crawl up in Daddy's lap? Say, get off your high horse. Say, come on back down where Daddy is. Yeah, come on. Yeah. Come on. Come on. That's what the preacher's been doing. Don't I sound like a kook? Say, how many think it is? Come on, I sound like a kook. Go ahead. Cool, I got a few of you. Yeah. I guess I'm 52. It's about time I knew he was my daddy. Amen? Pretty good stuff, isn't it? I like it. Amen? My shepherd is my what? My daddy. I didn't know that 4 years ago looking in the mirror. I was looking for somebody else. I should have been looking for him. Because he was looking at me. He wasn't just looking at me. When I was making that left-hand turn on Minnesota Beach Road, he was already halfway down Minnesota Beach Road. Because he's always out in front of me. Isn't that good stuff? Amen. Let's thank the Lord for the message, even if it was a little kooky. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah. I thank the Lord for it.